So how did the faculty work? Were there, there's full-time faculty on the ship and full-time faculty in the academic building?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, when we went to school, we went in the morning, yeah, then the academic in the afternoon. There was another group that went to the academic in the morning and then came to the ship in the afternoon. Two groups.
We crossed.
So the shipboard captain were working, you know, with one group in the morning and a different group in the afternoon, and the same thing at the academic building. Mm-hmm. At the academic building, we also went to school with students from food trades high school, which was two high schools together.
Okay.
Now, prior to that, when we were part of Metropolitan, you could go to academic school with fashion industry, performing art.
Yeah, anyway, that's where those schools came from. Metropolitan Vocational High School was the foundation for music and art and for fashion industries. High school.
Well, they, also aviation.
Aviation had their own. We had boat building.
Yeah.
We had
machine shop.
Machine
boat
shop.
Building, radioman.
Right. A beauty shop.
Yeah, they had a cosmetology.
Yeah. There's an automotive high school in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Right.
They had that. They had that years ago too.
Yeah.
You know, the specialty high schools.
Right. Right. So you can interact with the morning group. If you were the afternoon group, those two groups wouldn't interact.
We hardly ever see them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except like I said, when we did a week on and a week off.
Yeah.
You know, then we'd be working together.
Right.
You know, for the full week.
School changed many times over from 46 to 82. Not only did it change names, it changed location. And we went to school on the East River. The later year, it was on the West River, the Hudson River.
Where was it on the Hudson River?
Bassey Street or Hudson Street?
Okay.
Was that on the lower west side?
Yeah, you probably know the pier better.
I know the pier.
Yeah.
But I was over on the East River.
We went to Pier 41 North River, which was right across from Bellevue Hospital on 25th Street.
That
the VA hospital.
That was the East River.
Have they taken you down to
right.
See the school ship museum in number one yet?
Yeah, I was just down there, yeah.
Okay, so you see, you know, that's some of the things we did.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know. And the model was the way it was painted when we had
it. The
ship model?
Yeah, the ship model with the red, yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
Black and red, rather.
So you,
and he was on the rowing team.
Did you compete against other schools, or?
We competed against ourselves.
Yeah.
We'd have the three divisions, the deck, the engine and the steward. So each division would have their team.
Right.
And we would practice right in the East River. And then they used to have what the International Seaman's Lifeboat Race. And we were like part of that. And then you would have the steamship companies from all over the world compete. They would compete in a mile race. We would do a half mile. And what they would do was they'd pick out people on the teams and offer them jobs.
Okay.
You know, I was offered like five jobs.
So this was in New York Harbor, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This was right where the Verrazano Bridge is now.
Yeah.
That's where the races were.
Oh, yeah. And all the steamship companies from Lower Manhattan would come down and
All over the world.
Oh, really?
All over the world.
They would send their teams out.
They would send their teams because it was a big... Exo would send their teams.
Yeah.
Norway would send their teams. Japan would send their teams. I mean, these were the we had one student that graduated 2 years prior to it, Hans.
Yeah.
Hans, he got offered a job. He went to work for Exxon. And he was rowing for their team. And he rowed for our team 2 years prior.
So, other than knowing that you can row a lifeboat, what were they basing that on? Offering people jobs?
What they would do is offer the jobs because you're competing.
Right.
And you know the basic fundamentals. And you're making that boat go fast.
And they knew the curriculum that we studied.
So
this is all from the ground.
Yeah, all from the ground.
So they knew you had that education with that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's basically what they... It wasn't that you rode the lifeboat.
Right.
That was just an essence.
Yeah.
I had an open offer. You can offer one. If you want a job, just